Talking, laughing, joking. These are some of the actions we do while we are with friends and family. In today's report, we explore the grammar behind such actions. Specifically, we will show you how English speakers use verbs and prepositions to describe common actions in social situations.
In earlier everyday grammar programs, we explored phrasal verbs. Phrasal verbs have a verb and a particle, a kind of short word. Phrasal verbs have an idiomatic meaning. In other words, the words together mean something different from what you might expect. Today, we explore verbs and prepositions that appear next to each other in a sentence. Although they may look like phrasal verbs, they do not have an idiomatic meaning. To do this, we will explore what we like to call social verb and preposition combinations. They describe how people express and react to ideas. We will talk about two main groups: social verbs with about and social verbs with to.
Our first group includes the verbs talk, laugh, and joke. In everyday speech, speakers often use these verbs with the preposition about. Here is an example. Imagine a group of young people went out last weekend. One of them reports what took place.
What did you do last weekend?
Oh, we went to a cafe and talked about the drama in Ben's life.
Really? What kind of drama?
Well, Ben sent a bunch of money to some guy saying he was a Nigerian prince. I guess he had never heard of that famous internet scam.
That's crazy. I think Ben should read the news more often.
Yeah, but Ben didn't seem mad. He laughed about the whole situation. He even joked about it, too.
What a positive person.
Here, you heard how speakers might describe an event in the past. You heard the speakers talk about a situation, laugh about a situation, and joke about a situation. Speakers might use these structures when talking about the future as well. In this example, the group Nerd has a song about a time in the future when the singer will be able to look back at an event and laugh about it.
Someday I'll laugh about it. All that pressure smashed me out it. Could it last like that? I doubt it. Come on, girl, let's laugh about it.
Our next group of social verb and preposition combinations includes talk to and listen to. Talk and listen are verbs. To is a preposition. You can talk to someone and you can listen to someone. For example,
I enjoy talking to my friends and family. She said I was not listening to her.
You can also talk to something and listen to something, as in,
is Joe talking to that tree? Are you listening to that song again?
Popular music gives you many examples of talk to and listen to. Let's listen to an example. The famous American singer Frank Sinatra sang the following words.
Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Your magical kiss can take me just so far.
Rock group Evanescence gives you an example of how you listen to something.
Now that you have heard examples and explanations of common social verb and preposition combinations, try to practice using them yourself. Be sure to look for examples of them when you watch American television shows or listen to music. In future Everyday Grammar stories, we will talk about more fun grammar topics. And that's Everyday Grammar. I'm John Russell.
And I'm Jill Robbins.